This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will never compromise on the interests of its farmers, fishermen and dairy farmers. Mr. Modi was addressing the M.S. Swaminathan Centenary International Conference in New Delhi today. He emphasized that the welfare of farmers remains the utmost priority of his government.
हमारे लिए अपने किसानों का हित सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है। भारत अपने किसानों के, पशुपालकों के और मछुआरे भाई-बहनों के हितों के साथ कभी भी समझौता नहीं करेगा। और मैं जानता हूँ, व्यक्तिगत रूप से मुझे बहुत बड़ी कीमत चुकानी पड़ेगी। लेकिन मैं इसके लिए तैयार हूं मेरे देश के किसानों के लिए मेरे देश के मछुआरों के लिए मेरे देश के पशुपालकों के लिए आज भारत तैयार है
The Prime Minister said that Dr. Swaminathan led the movement to make India self-reliant in food production. He stressed on the need to develop as many varieties of climate-resilient crops and focus on heat-resistant crops. Prime Minister Modi met with a group of farmers from Tamil Nadu earlier in the parliament. In a social media post, Mr. Modi informed that he was amazed to hear about the experiences of the farmers and their focus on innovation and embracing new farming techniques to boost productivity as well as increased in sustainability. Proceedings of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha continued to be marred by the opposition's protest over the special intensive revision exercise of electoral rolls in Bihar and other issues on the fourth day of this week. Due to the opposition's ruckus, both the houses have been adjourned for the day. When the Lok Sabha met after the second adjournment at 2 p.m, opposition parties trooped into the well, raising slogans and demanded discussion over the SIR issue. Amid the noisy scene, the House passed the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2025 and the Manipur Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2025. Amid pandemonium, the chair adjourned the House for the day. Similar scenes were also witnessed in the Rajya Sabha. The House passed the Coastal Shipping Bill 2025 amid pandemonium. Later, the chair adjourned the House for the day. The Election Commission today issued the notification for filing of nomination for the vice presidential election. Nominations for the office of Vice President can be filled till 21st of this month and the election will be held on 9th of September. NDA has authorized Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Leader of the House in Rajya Sabha J.P. Nadda to select the alliance's Vice President candidate. Addressing the media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the decision was taken unanimously during the NDA Parliamentary Party Floor Leaders meeting held in the Parliament Complex today. National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal met today Russian Security Council Chief Sergei Shoigu in Moscow. Mr. Dobhal said, India has a special and long relationship with Russia and it values this relationship.
We have had high-level engagements and these high-level engagements have contributed very substantially. We are very excited and delighted to learn about the visit of His Excellency the President of Russia, President Putin, to India. I think that the dates are almost finalized now. The more important thing is these summit meetings have always been the watershed points. They have always given a new direction to our relations. So I do hope that this meeting at this point of time will give us some new ideas that we can make the forthcoming meeting more worthwhile.
U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to meet in the coming days. Kremlin aide Yuri Yushakov noted that the possible meeting between the two leaders was discussed during the talks between Russian President and U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff in Moscow yesterday. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended marginally up, led by IT sector. Sensex rose 79 points to close at 80,623. Nifty added 22 points to settle at 24,596. Philippines President Ferdinand Romualdez Marcos Jr. has sought greater partnership with India to build prosperity and growth in Asia. He was addressing the Philippines-India Business Forum in Bengaluru today. And that is the end of this news bulletin. We'll be right back.